Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening? We back at it again. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Ben. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, world? Another Summer Fun Day. Let's get it in. Let's talk about it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
It's some static. It seemed like you like out and about. Like it sounds like it's raining in the background or something.
You probably hear some wind. Yes, I am out and about, homie. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Same ones that we've been having. Shout out to everybody else across the country, that across the world, blah, that is tuning in to our show and helping it pick up momentum. We are coming to the end of March, and so we're coming up to 4 years of doing this with you guys. I'm so thankful for everybody that continues to listen to our garbage.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say that.
I'm just joshing. No, yeah, I am out and about. So my week I told you that this year I wasn't sitting at home. Last year I sat home basically for the entire year, like 10 months. I would say 10, 11 months out of last year I did not leave my house. And so this year is just an all-out travel fest. So we took our first trip this weekend, and we went to Tybee Island in Savannah.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about this last week. Okay, nice.
Yeah, we came down yesterday, and I'm en route going back home today.
Okay.
It was awesome. I can't even tell you anything short of awesome. We ate good. We, you know, rode through the city. The water, the whole beach experience was amazing. We did water rituals. We gave offerings. You know, it was everything that I thought it could have been. Had some drinks. You know, it was what it was supposed to be. No complaints at all. So, next up, New Orleans.
Keep it going.
Yeah, going to home. Yeah, this year we got a lot of stuff planned, and it's just like, you know, I deserve it. For the most part, you know, I can't say nothing short of I deserve it. I work hard. I don't have the same luxuries and benefits, you know, as a lot of people, but I definitely get it done. And with that being said, you know, I deserve everything. You know, positive, all high vibration, and
I like that, high vibration, yeah. That's my motto.
Yeah, how was your week?
Oh, man, my week was awesome as well. High vibration, high vibrational week. You know, so this week I'm calling it Hustling is the Key to Success. Yeah, things just came together. I told y'all last week I was looking to just level up on some things. New York is cool, too, you know what I'm saying, because sometimes you can just, you know, vacation in New York. You can just go to a different part of New York that you've never been before and have, a great experience. And, I'll just say, I had a good week, you know what I'm saying? Like, things just kind of came together. Working on some things, working on some new guests for the show, you know what I'm saying? So I was networking out and about this week. And, yeah, man, just capitalizing. I was still kind of thinking about my Egyptian trip, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I might have to fall back on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, I got the itinerary.
Hey, you should go. Experience that.
I know. I'm thinking about it, but then again, I don't know. Like, I'm waiting for something else. I mean, it's still on the table, but I need something else to go through for me to go full steam ahead. It's not like money or anything like that. It's like a different piece to the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? If this piece to the puzzle could come through, then I'll dip. If not, you know, like I said, the focus is on the two-family crib. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's basically like my week, man. But the week was awesome, man. And now I'm just kind of like tired, you know what I'm saying? But just trying to rejuvenate and, you know, have a good show tonight. So that's where I'm at.
Nigga, why y'all just sound fucked up, man? The fuck? I called the phone. I sound like I'm outside or some shit. Hello?
That's all good.
Who outside?
I mean, you know? We on black on location a little bit, so you know.
Oh,
all right,
man,
you know, you got to come in here and talk noise and make me pick up the phone. I done picked up the phone. I had you on the car phone.
Yeah, that shit sounded horrible.
Yeah, it was sounding kind of crazy.
I mean, I'm glad that you finally took
the
personally.
I asked you how it sounded. He said, "Yeah, I can hear you. It's smooth.
It
sounded
horrible." I said I can hear you. I ain't say it sounded good, but I said I can hear you. I didn't want to, you know, just in case you couldn't switch it to this. You know what I'm saying? So let's just clarify. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying
to have you. I'm trying
to
like
So since y'all heard me, I'm on the way from Savannah, from Tybee Island, going back home. I came down to get away and you know, throwing my Royal Oaks. So that's why I'm in the car. I'm coming.
Ooh, look, y'all about to.
I'm loving
New Orleans.
It's been a few years, motherfucker. I mean, shit.
What makes you think
New Orleans wants you to be here?
You know what? They always love me when I'm there.
Yeah, 15 years ago, motherfucker. Shit, you old enough.
It ain't been no 15 years. Shut up, man.
That's why I'm coming, because I ain't been home in a minute.
Oh, so when is it?
April?
Yeah, April. That's the next trip. Yeah, April.
Oh, okay.
Well,
let a nigga know. Shit.
You know, I get done. Yeah, I'm looking at Airbnb now, so definitely
would keep it. Yeah, man, you better make sure. Like, I don't know. It's a big difference between Orleans, Paris, and Jefferson. Like, you can wild out in Jefferson, but Orleans is a motherfucker. Like, boy, they oh, Lord, Jesus.
Wait, hold on. What that mean?
Them bitches canceled Mardi Gras. Like, nigga, what?
Oh, you're talking about, okay, so the pandemic is still
down
in lockdown.
By French Quarters and Bourbon?
Oh, yeah, oh, man, look. Well, now they open some shit back up now, but yeah, they canceled Mardi Gras. Nigga, like, oh, this dirty, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that, but I'm going to have some fun on Bourbon Street and handle a piece of business, and so you know how that goes.
Nice.
But yeah, that's April. Yeah. So the topic tonight is: would you check your mate if somebody was flirting with them, or you heard they were talking to someone, or would you check the other person?
Huh? No. So you asking me if I would check my bitch if a nigga was flirting with her, or a bitch was flirting with her, or would I?
Or
check?
You found out that they was talking, or you heard that she was talking to somebody else. Would you check your chick, or would you check the other person?
Now, what's the definition of talk? Because like talking to me is talking. I take words literally. Like, we talking about talking verbal, or we
fucking
talking about
around.
Talking to pussy fucking
around.
So they fucking. They fucking.
Yeah, but let's stick with the first one first. If he was flirting with your girl, would you check him or your girl?
Neither. Like, nigga, I'm a flirt. I like to flirt too. Shit.
How you feel about it?
I might sit right next to the nigga and get some pointers. Like, yeah, tell me more, nigga. Yeah.
You so stupid.
Like, yeah,
yeah. Tell me how her eyes really look. But yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's smooth. Well, so all right, yeah, I'm feeling that. All right, so the tonight's topic once again is: what would you check someone about your mate, or check your mate? Okay, so let me see here. All right, so how can I answer this? So I would first off check my mate. You know what I'm saying? Like. That's first
Why?
And foremost. You got to check your mate. Well, because, you know, it's a certain, you know, especially like, hashtag happily married man. So, you know, I'm dealing with like, just my wife. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no like just random chick or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So we already got to have like an understanding of, you know, how we go about, you know, talking to different people and stuff like that.
You gonna check your wife because another nigga's fucking with your wife? Like, I'm confused.
Hold on. I'm just saying it's a certain etiquette. It's a certain etiquette. Now, I ain't knocking no dude, like, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, because if my wife is giving them rhythm, I'm a dude too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's flirting, I'm going to flirt back. You know what I'm saying? Because that's it. So that's why I gotta make sure my wife just know the deal how dudes get down. You know what I'm saying? There's levels to it, and it's a certain etiquette. You know what I'm saying? Now, the other thing is...
But what if your wife ain't flirting back, though? I'm confused, because, like, the dude is flirting with your wife. He's trying to get that pussy. But you're going to check your wife because the nigga's trying to get the pussy?
No, hold on. I'm about to tell you about this. Like, so now, this is the situation. Now, if she say, like, look, I'm in a situation, I'm married, blah, blah, blah. That dude keep persisting, then I'm going to have to check him because now it's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part I was getting to. So, like, I see dudes, you know, dudes is going to be dudes. I'm a dude. You know what I'm saying? But it's a certain rules and regulations. It's certain codes. You know what I'm saying? So if my wife say, like, look, I'm accounted for. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part where he should just back off. And then my wife, what I'm trying to say is check my wife is it should never be no vibes like where this dude think he should be able to just come at her like that. You know what I'm saying? And then if he was to say, if she was to say that I'm married and he was to keep coming, it should be no vibes like that. It should stop right there. That's just me. That's how I get down. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know about you, Smooth, but that's my code. So,
man,
you tell me how you feel.
I understand that whole cold shit, but I'm from New Orleans. Motherfucker, okay. I don't give a fuck about your boyfriend, your husband, your best friend, the next man. As a matter of fact, I'm not even about to ask you about your situation or your relationship.
That's what I'm trying to say.
There's
rules to it. Now, yeah, exactly. Now, that's why I said my wife got to know what it is.
No, she ain't even give you no rhythm
so you can think that way. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, you got the game fucked up. I don't know how y'all do it out there. You see what I'm saying? But
okay.
We don't give a fuck about the next nigga. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you got an old man, I'm cool with that. This matter of fact, I prefer you to have a nigga because that means all I got to do is hit. I'm not trying to really get in a relationship with you.
So what I'm trying to, are you listening
when
to
I come
me?
After,
she said that she's accounted for. So you going to keep going? After she told you that she's with somebody?
Yeah. Because I didn't ask you about a man.
That's a problem.
I came for the pussy.
That's a problem that you can have, that you can run into. I'm just saying, Smooth, you got to be careful with that. I don't know what type of dude you deal with or whatever, but you deal with the wrong person, it could be an issue. That's what I'm just trying to let you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we cool with the issue part. We don't give a fuck
about
the issue.
Well, I do
have a
take on it if, you know, at one point, whatever. So, from a female.
We're going to cut you in, but I was confused.
Y'all, you know what? Y'all so used to me moving around and getting quiet. Y'all just done, okay, well, Black don't want to talk anyways. I'm talking tonight, damn it. So,
I'm happy
for
you
me,
talking, but I'm still confused.
For me, it's like, okay, if a chick know, if like people know, okay, this is my people, right? And she's sweating my people. You know this is my people. She's sweating my people. I'm going to check her. Because at the end of the day, my people's, he doing him. You know, and people know he accounted for. I'm going to check the opposite person, right? Now, if it was just some situation where I hear he out there talking to somebody else, well, first of all, I'm going to go and I'm not going to check the other person, but I'm going to see what information I can get. Then I'm going to check him. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to have something in your hand. Now, this came about because this week, Trey Songz was on Instagram, and he was paying homage to all of the female rappers. You know, well, not all, but, you know, a lot of the hot female rappers right now, and they were sexy, and he was posting their pictures in his Insta story. Well, he posted the one female rapper, Rennie, I guess that's her name is. What's her name? Her. And, you know, she's dating some black girl, black boy, Fugiano, something like that. And I think he's down with Gucci's camp. And currently the boy is in jail. And he's doing a video visitation, but somebody's recording him. And he's, Trey Songz, when I see you, I'm going to slap the fuck out you. You old singing ass dude and da-da-da. I mean, you going off because he posted a picture of your girl. Paying homage to her and, you know what I'm saying, what she's doing. And so, you know, this is the same dude that, you know, you out here rapping like you a thug and so on and so forth, but I really just don't think that that's gangster. I think he really played himself. And you know, it's not that I really listened to his music anyways, just because of the type of music it was, but it was a couple of songs that, you know, I did like. But to me, it's like you really played yourself. You got to take your feelings out your pocket in this shit. Trey didn't disrespect your girl. You know, he was paying homage to everybody. So now people can't pay homage to the bitch? Because she went to you with
him? Let's be honest about something. All right. Just like Mo was saying, there's levels to this shit, right? All right. Now, I don't know if whoever the fuck the dude name is, Fugiano. I don't know
if who that is.
Fugiano and Trey Songz are in the same fucking circle to know that Rennie and them fuck with each other. You see what I'm saying? Because I know Rennie because I've been talking about the bitch for like 2 years, but I ain't know the bitch was fucking with a nigga named Fugiano. But it is what it is. But
yeah, they just started going public.
At the same time, look how this how it is right here. If you feel disrespected, then you got to check a motherfucker because you felt disrespected. Me personally, we just different out here. Like, nigga, get out your feelings over the bitch. Look, I'm gonna try to hit just like you try to hit. It is what it is. But
yeah,
if he got it on his mind, well then, all right, nigga, we can take it there too. I'm not gonna. But Trey wasn't trying to do none of that.
He was just paying her homage.
No, I'm talking about Fugiano. I'm not talking about Trey. Because there's always gonna be somebody. You see what I'm saying? There's always gonna be a Mo, right? Because he's married. Mo's supposed to protect his old lady. That's his job. That's his job, right, to protect his woman. So if he feel like a nigga's being disrespectful, well, then Mo, you're supposed to take it there. If he feel like you don't take it there. But what I'm saying is, down here, we really don't give a fuck about all that. Because if you really won't take it there, we okay with it. We don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, either you're going to get your ass whooped or you're going to die, but your bitch still going to be around. that's how we look at it.
You know.
You see what I'm saying? That's how we look at it. Because nobody wants an ugly broad. You see what I'm saying? Nobody's going to go outside with an ugly broad. So you already know if your broad looking good, a nigga going to try to hit.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
That's point. And I agree with you on that.
I'm not gonna try to hit you on that.
So if you don't want a nigga to try to hit, well, then don't let her go outside, bro. Simple as that.
I get it. See, this is a conversation you don't understand because you're not married. But you know what I'm saying?
I understand the difference between the cop and bullshit. Because like, depending on the conversation, Mo be on the shit. But then at the same time, depending on the conversation, you be on your married man shit. You can't have both. Either you gonna be a pimp, are you gonna be a husband? You can't have it both ways.
You can do it both.
No, you can't. Because
you're telling from experience.
You gotta get out feeling.
I'm telling you, smooth. I'm telling you. This is real talk. I have no reason to lie about shit I do. You know what I'm saying? So it could go both ways. It could go both ways.
Pimping ain't bisexual, my nigga. It can't go both ways. Pimping ain't bisexual. It can't go both ways.
No, bisexual ain't going both ways.
You can't have it both ways.
I'm talking about something totally different.
Speaking of sex and pussy. Speaking of sex and pussy, I got a story.
Sex and pussy.
Y'all like my story. I got a story for you. Want to hear it?
As long as it ain't gay, yeah, sure.
No. So one time I was talking to this damn dude, right? And he was like cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? He was cool. He was a little whiny, a little emotional, and like, you know, I'm an Aquarius and that's like a turn off. But I was still like, you know, okay, fuck it. You know, let's just see what's going on. So out of nowhere, you know, we having a conversation and I tell him, you know, this chick, I said, let me see what that little man doing, right? You know, which is basically me asking for a dick system. So he go in and he immediately sends me a dick pic. And I look at this motherfucker and I'm like, God damn. Now this motherfucker next to a 20-ounce bottle, right? So I'm like, shit, you know, that motherfucker looking real good to me, you know? So, you know, I kept on with the conversation. I was secure in the fact that he was okay down there, you know? Now, sidebar, I asked him to send me more pictures and videos, and he said he don't have any. That was my first red flag. I kept moving.
I'm feeling like
I'm okay because, you know, we looking decent down there. So carry on. We still talking, yada, yada. So, you know, we get in this situation to be able to, you know, get down. And I'm like, you know, I'm used to having, you know, I ain't had no sex in a, you know, a couple weeks, so why not? So, boom. You know, I go and put my hand down there.
Yeah.
And it was small. So I was like, well, maybe he's a grower. You know what I'm saying? And this one right here, you know, this had a lot of width. So I was like, maybe
right.
this nigga a grower. So I sat and kept playing with it and, you know, trying to, you know, get him erect. And he got erect, but he didn't grow
right.
like he was supposed to grow. So I'm sitting
right.
here with the image of the penis in my head, and I'm holding a different penis, and I'm staring at the wall, blinking profusely. You know, I know good goddamn motherfucker well I ain't get dickfish. And I'm just like, you know, cowgun, come take me away. You know, like I've been bamboozled. I've been heart-wrenched. You know, it's just the dramatic goddamn difference. You know, I'm swindled. What the fuck? Did he put a mirror in the goddamn 20-ounce bottle thing to make it look bigger? Like, how did he do this? Like, you know, what app is this on your phone? Because this is night and day. This ain't the same shit you sent me in the picture. So I went ahead, and he was like, ah, oh, man, you know, da-da. So, I guess because I kept grabbing it and squeezing it, and I said, well, how did you take that picture that you sent me? And he
right,
laughed
right,
about
right.
it. Because I want to know,
ain't
like,
funny,
you know,
yeah, I wanna know.
Let me
what's
figure
that?
Out how you took that picture versus what I got right here in my hand. So
right.
I was like, well, fuck it. You know, I guess I'll, you know, whatever. You know, so I get the rubber. And I put it on because I was already in the situation. And I say, well, he can't do nothing but give me some of the best fingering out of the head in my life. So
oh,
I put
shit.
The rubber on.
Right.
And the
right.
rubber was
finger.
Loose around the thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
It didn't even
so
fit.
So the rubber
Damn.
Was loose, you know, around
yeah.
the thing. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be a good fingering right here. And then that shit was garbage.
Oh.
And so, you know, I'm laying there thinking to myself, how the fuck did we get here? Like,
wait, hold on. This
what,
was,
what
this
are we
was
doing
a recent. On? This was a recent thing.
No,
you got
no,
to always
I'm,
be extra. I'm thinking to myself,
like,
why? How did we get here? Where did I go
yeah.
wrong? And,
right.
and that's why I have a rule that if you send me dick pictures, I need videos. I don't give a fuck who you
right.
is. You don't count. So
oh,
y'all,
shit.
Men no. gotta understand that women ask for dick pictures and videos. Real women,
right.
because they want to make sure that you are equipped to swim, okay? And, you know,
oh,
some
God.
People don't give a fuck.
Oh,
they just want to get it to say they got it. Well, you know, it's a rule. If you had to wear a rubber, you don't count. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. You know, you don't count. If you wore a rubber, you don't count. And
you had to wear a rubber?
Once I do my spiritual
what?
Cleanses, once I do my spiritual uh-huh. cleanses, cleanse you, you don't count either. So, you know, some people just want to hunt just to say that they did it. But, you know, when we ask for penis pictures and videos, we don't want to waste your time.
Well,
now, I could have really, because in my head, as I'm touching it and grabbing it, I was saying to myself, man, just put this bitch out. You know, like, fuck this shit. He tried it. You know what I'm saying? You should try it. Just put this bitch out. Him and his little motherfucking friend. You know what I'm saying? Hello to my little bitch. Like, I was just
right.
in my head, but I didn't say it, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, he was hungry, you know, he was like, he's like, I'm hungry. And I, in my head, I was like, I got some shrimp in there. So he's like, you know, you really get along well with shrimp. But I just was like, you want some meat? And if he would have said, yeah, I would have really brought him back shrimp. But it's really one of those things that, like, speaking of this, it's like all around being real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I said that story to say, be real with yourself.
Yeah.
There's no reason
yeah.
to get mad at nobody else. You know what you got. Niggas gonna holler at your girl if she beautiful.
Right.
And that's just that on that. Everybody's not gonna respect your marriage or your courtship because it's nobody's job to respect your marriage or your courtship
right.
other than your partner. So
man,
you know,
I'm glad you had a point.
Respect people's
well,
minds,
yeah.
you know, all
yeah.
together. And stop dick fishing us as well. And that's really
well,
the PSA that I have for tonight.
Hey, bro.
Well,
hey, so I'm listening to the phone.
Okay.
Man, I hope you got a point. Yeah. Like, this is getting weird. I said, please, Black.
That's what I'm
saying. Black,
like,
take him home, like, Black, because I was confused about the motherfucker.
Yeah, I was a little too. I was like, okay, I was trying to follow this story.
Right, I'm like, man, this guy got to do the topic.
Oh, shit.
I really wanted to tell y'all the story. Y'all like my stories. Y'all know this shit, it don't happen to nobody but me, man. Nobody but me, nigga. Right.
So that was so
was
basically
like
the moral of the story was
like,
you thought it was about to go down, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, y'all had a little vibration, but then shit just was weak. He ain't represent.
Man, the dick
long
was weak.
Short.
He was weak. Everything was weak, man. That shit was so bad. I was
yeah, man. That's why you got to put it down.
I was a lot of things other than in my zone. Because it's like, why would you catfish? Why would you dick fish somebody? She's going to see your damn dick anyway, so you might as well put the right
motherfucker. He should have just said nah. He should have just said nah instead of, like, sending some fake-ass pic. Like, if he ain't want to do it, he should have just said nah, you know. When we link up, you'll see it then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fuck that. Nigga, I'm an exhibitionist. Fuck with trauma. I see. Look, bitch, just like you want to see me, I want to see you. We going to do this together.
Right?
Hey, but that's
man,
real.
I was
that's
fucking
real. I remember
pissed.
Old school Black Planet days. Nigga was still your dick, little nasty motherfucker. A motherfucker was still your dick. You'll see your dick on somebody else's shit. Come on, man. That's
Black
my dick.
Planet was getting down like that? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fucking right. Black Planet was getting down like that. A motherfucker was still your
man,
dick.
Man, he
like,
went somewhere and stole that motherfucker because this show wasn't here.
I'm going to be honest, yo. I've never sent a dick pic. I've never done that. Come
why
on,
not?
Yo. It's got to be live. And,
I'm
going
to start
like,
being
be
that person
that
they don't want me to be. If your shit ain't right, I'm going to be
gonna
like,
do that
get the fuck
shit. We're going to just do that shit.
Why?
I ain't got time to
no,
send
we not.
Dick pics.
You're going
to
get the fuck out. I should have put
right.
the ass out
that's
right then and there. But I didn't, because
right.
I was like, oh, yeah, you know, we're not going to be me, you know, whatever. You and motherfucking Lil Willie the fuck on somewhere?
Man, I remember the first time I got a camera. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's the first thing I did. the first thing I did when I got a camera was get butt-ass naked and start taking pictures. Like, and but the fucking thing about it is that I took the shit to Walgreens, and Walgreens wouldn't, they wouldn't fuck around and what do they call that shit? They wouldn't develop the pictures. They would not develop the pictures.
But that's naked. You know, they probably got high school students working there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, that's all mall job shit.
I didn't, so eventually I wound up getting like a Kodak, the Kodak digital camera that came with a CD. You see what I'm saying? And you were able to put your pictures on the fucking CD. But, yeah, man, the first time I got a camera, I got butt naked. But then the first time I got a webcam, I got butt naked. There's something about cameras in there. You won't get naked. So that's why I was confused. Like, man, look, my phone is painted. So you got a phone, you got a camera on that bitch, you're supposed to be naked.
Okay, but you still got your BlackBerry though. You didn't even get over to the camera phones yet, right?
No, my BlackBerry is painted.
Whatever.
I ain't gonna say the camera quality is the best, but yeah, this
okay.
fucking
oh,
right.
Oh, you got a camera on your BlackBerry? Okay,
all right.
Oh,
so you nigga, all you make fun of the damn bro. The camera's been on phone for like 20 years, nigga. Look at me like that.
Okay. You talking about cameras?
No,
like,
it's too weird.
Oh,
you got a camera.
Oh, nigga, shit.
He tried it.
Oh,
right.
Man. Man, this phone is not
his
phone, man. Don't play with me.
You got a nigga real good.
But, nah, man, I remember back in the 90s, they had a dude named Tim Smooth. Tim Smooth came out with a song called I Don't Give a Fuck About Your Boyfriend, right?
Okay.
And that was the mantra. That's always been the mantra out here. So it's like this. If your lady goes outside, you want your lady to be at her best because she's representing you. Matter of fact, I get insulted if a motherfucker don't try to holler at mine. The fuck? Nigga, you must be gay. You don't see how that ass out there, boy? Nigga, you better look at that bitch. Now, yeah. Right, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm on me. If she look good, I'm flirting.
And Mo has a beautiful wife, and that's the thing. Like, Mo, you got to get out of that because you got a beautiful wife. People are going to try to talk to her.
But I'm not saying, but y'all get it twisted. See, I think y'all
understand
what I'm saying.
What you trying to say, Mo? Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, I think y'all getting it confused. I said, like, I understand. Look, I'm a guy. I understand how it is. Like, that's why I just said it. So, see, me and my wife, we got an understanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know. I don't know. It's just a vibration, I guess. We've been together for so long. You know, essentially grew up together. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to understand this. So we know when shit is out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't know if it's out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I'm not the person that's just trying to handcuff my wife and be like, nah, you can't go out. I don't want no dude in your face and none of that. I'm just saying, like, go out. Have some time. My wife kick it with it. My wife get her Black Sex in the City on all the time. She got her little crew. They do what they do. You know what I'm saying? They go to their little lunches and all that stuff. So I'm sure, you know, the waiter or whatever else be trying to holler at. But all I'm just trying to say is levels to it. You know what I'm saying? So I understand good conversation and all that. But, you know, it's not going to go no further, though. It's going to stop at a certain point, you know, if the dude is persistent. That's what I'm trying to say. It's going to stop at a certain point with the persistence. And she going to be like, nah, you know, I'm married. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool, you know, for the conversation that we might be having at a lounge or a bar, like, that's cool. And my wife know how to just shut it up. She's not gonna be that overly flirtatious type where, you know, because I see what you're saying, Smooth. Like, you might crack a little joke and, you know, she's smiling or whatever. And you're like, okay, you know, even if she told you she got a husband, but she's still giving you those vibrations. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, oh, okay. Like you just said, down in New Orleans, we don't give a fuck. But what I'm saying is my wife, and the reason why I said, I mean, the check just sounds so harsh, but I'm just saying we got to understand it. Like, you know, all right, conversation is one thing, but then it's got to stop at some point where, like, so the dude don't have no type of you know, vibe, and he's like, okay, nah, he's still flirtatious with me. He's going to know when to stop. And then, like I said, at a certain point, she's going to be like, nah, like, you know, I'm accounted for or whatever. I'm just out here just trying to have a good time or whatever. That's where it's going to end. So all I was just saying, this is just the disrespectful part. Now, if my wife has just said it, like, in the nicest way, like, you know, I'm good, blah, 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 and then the dude just keep persisting, and then, like, maybe, like, and I understand, like, one night, that could happen or whatever. Nothing comes one night, but I'm just trying to say, like, say if it's a situation where she's seeing this dude constantly, like, he might work with her or something like that, and then he just keep harassing her, and she even told him that she got a dude, then that she got a husband, that's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? And it should be. I would think, Smooth, if you was married, that would be a problem with you too. I just think that's the protection code or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. You know, even if this shit don't go your way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying I'm super dude. I'm gonna, you know, come out, but you're gonna feel me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Even if I lose,
thinking like I'm gonna
know,
kick your ass or something.
Yeah, you gonna know. Don't try me. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't gonna just be simple. It ain't gonna just be like I'm just gonna walk away. I'm gonna run away.
Do
I'm
you wanna
like,
get
shit.
Pinched again, nigga? Don't
be with me. Whatever. I mean, it's a little bit more than a pinch, but I'm just saying, even if I lose, dude, I'm gonna step up. You know what I'm saying? It might not go my way, but look, like I done told you, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I am. That's how I was raised. So that's that. So, but I get it. Like, you know, that's why I just said, we've talked about this on numerous occasions. That's why I said, I don't, because I'm not about to be a hypocrite on this. I do not mess with married women. You know what I'm saying? I never did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know, because I know the type of energy I would have with that. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I'm a fire sign. I'm a lion. Like I said, like, yeah, when I'm on the show, you know, we calm, we joke or whatever, but, you know, I'm the type of person, once I get to that level, it's hard to, I'm turned up, you know what I'm saying? So now the lion is coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't poke me, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty soon I'm going
to So
snap.
We do have somebody on the line calling. Did you have a question or were you just calling and listening in?
Well, pretty much, I was listening to the end to see what the topic was, but, you know, I mean, I do have a few things to say on it as well. Okay, now, not familiar or whatever, don't get stressed or whatever, what dude was saying is right into whatever is that pretty much, like, you know, if she let dude know respectfully, like, yo, like, you know, like XYZ is not going to happen between us and whatever, but dude keep pushing on. Now, not for nothing, me as a man, person, whatever, I do see that as thirst. I do see that as, like, you know, pushing boundaries or whatever. However, exactly. I have seen too many instances to where, like, you know, a woman, like, you know, even though she put up some boundaries into whatever, will actually, like, you know, pretty much, like, you know, how to put this? She'll actually, how to put this? Do want to over because the way she was saying he was persistent or whatnot. Now, I have seen it happen with, like, you know, single women, women dating, women married, and everything or whatnot. Me personally, if you let me know, like, no, okay, is this as far as it's going? Okay, fine, or not. I'm not going to cross the line because, quite frankly, my thing is this. Or not, if you wanted to cross the line with meanings or whatever, or whatnot, you let that be known or whatnot. But seeing as how you said, like, you know, this is as far as it's going, okay, fine. I'm not going to push on any further. You're not going to put the title of, like, you know, okay, well, this guy is a creep or thirsty or me or whatnot. But there have been, like, you know, instances where it's like, yo, like, you know, they let it be known and dudes still, like, you know, keep. So hell, I have a friend who actually is, like, you know, engaged to someone who pretty much, like, you know, was persistent. And even at the time my friend was single or whatever, it still goes to show that pretty much, like, you know, even though, like, you know, a woman could, like, you know, pretty much, like, you know, how do you put this? Shoot him down more than Daffy Duck got shot during duck season or whatnot. He's whatever. He's still trying. He's still going and whatever. And somehow and whatever, he won her over. I mean, it does happen. Me personally, I ain't wasting my time on no one. I ain't no one Steve Urkel. I ain't chasing nobody. Fuck the bullshit.
Facts. And there's so many women out here. Like, why are you gonna be persistent on somebody just telling you no? Like, and they constantly telling you no. Like, that's what I just said. So, like, if it's one night, that shit can happen in one night. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's multiple times this is happening. Then that's, you got to check that person, because that person's just disrespectful. They have no respect for you. They just like, oh fuck, you know what I'm saying? Nah, that shit ain't going down like that. Nah, no. So that's me. So Smooth, you can feel how you feel, but that's how I feel. What's up?
I don't know about y'all, right? But man, I grew up on Pepe Le Pew. So
dude, that's my guy.
I love you. You love me. We can love together. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Yo, I'm done. Yeah, Pepe Le Pew. That's my guy.
You can't say Pepe Le Pew.
Smoke when you said that shit.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So, look, like, I don't know about working with a broad, but I've been in multiple situations, a lot of fucking situations. Like, well, boy, look, that ass was looking good. Them titties were looking good. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get that pussy. You see what I'm saying? So I do what I do. I'm going to hold a conversation with you. I'm going to listen to your problems like I really give a fuck about you. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to pep in the pew your ass. And eventually, I'm going to get that pussy. Now, once I get the pussy, I don't want it no more. But I'm going to get the pussy. Simple as that. Pepe Le Pew. And they canceled that dude, bro. Man, look, they canceled Pepe Le Pew like 2 weeks ago.
We can't cancel.
No, they canceled that dude.
Pepe Le Pew.
Look,
we can't do that.
Pepe Le Pew ain't even in Space Jam Part 2.
As far as situations go, all I'm going to say is this. Notice how they only canceled the characters of color or whatnot. They canceled Pepe Le Pew, and they fucked with Mr. Potato Head or whatnot.
What is
black, the other is brown.
Fuck he do.
You didn't see them yet. Fuck with Herbert the Pervert from Family Guy or Johnny Bravo, and they both white. I'm just saying.
There's probably something to that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I know my dumb ass ain't about to really dive into this, right?
It's not what's done, it's who does it or whatnot. If a chick is really feeling a dude or whatever, whether she's single, attached, married, or whatever, and whatever, them boundaries are going to be set different from everyone else or whatnot. Shorty was married to the dude for years or whatnot. This dude came in or whatnot. Offered some of the things that she felt she was missing or whatever, and she wanted to fuck him or whatnot. Shoot, left her husband and want to catch AIDS. I mean, shit. If a chick is fucking someone or whatnot, shoot, it's only a matter of time before, you know, it happens. Plain and simple.
That was a downer right there. But, yeah, that was a crazy situation. But like I said, I was just speaking on my wife part. Like I said, hashtag happily married man. But now when it come down to just any, like, just little female or whatever, I could give a fuck, dude. Hit that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit that shit. Like, I hit that shit. You hit that shit. We hit that shit. I can care less. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can care less. So I ain't trying to handcuff nobody that ain't my, you know what I'm saying, that ain't my wife. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm having a good time and you want to flirt with her, I could give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel that. And then, and like you just said, to your point, if the chick isn't married, and like I said, some people, like you just said, so you don't give a fuck about the marriage part. That's just me. I'm just like, you know what? Let me just chill. Even if she coming at me, I'm just like, nah, you know, it's just something about it. I don't know. I've always been that way. Like, damn, she fine, but she married. I ain't going to fuck with it. But, you know, other than that, oh, yeah. It's going down. I feel you. Let me get at it. Because, you know, because, shout out to Michael Smith. One dude is from New Orleans. He used to be on ESPN, but I used to listen to his podcast. One thing he said that rings true is either you marry or you're not. So if you're not, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't married. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no ring on your finger. Go for it. Boyfriend, girlfriend, that shit don't mean shit. Go for it. So, you know what I'm saying? To that point, to wrap it up or whatever. I don't know, Black, if you got anything else you want to add to this.
I think Black on mute, man. I don't know.
I have put y'all on mute. I see your thing. You can take it in the rough and stop up.
Okay. We couldn't understand what the hell she did say. What the fuck she said?
She said something. Black driving some shit, I guess.
Yeah,
she's driving or something. So I'm going to try.
Black on Chinese, man.
Right? She came in. Yeah.
First of all, you're going to stop disrespecting my gangster over there. I can still hear you today. So what
you know,
y'all
Black,
not
but Black,
do
before,
is talk shit.
Before I get into the world famous chop up, I just have one question for you in relation to this topic. So how do you feel? Let me switch it up, because me and Smooth, we came from the guy perspective, right? But
I told you how I feel earlier.
Hold on, but I want to paint another scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for
okay.
The females out there. So this is the scenario I want to paint, right? Hypothetically speaking, just say if you was, you know, married, or, you know, this is, you know, a back-in-the-day situation, maybe like when you was more serious with one of your baby fathers, I'm just saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, y'all got a family. You know,
right,
that's,
okay.
Y'all tight at that time, right? You know what I'm saying? Things happen, things change or whatever, but I'm just saying when y'all was tight, right?
Mm-hmm. We're straight now.
Yeah, okay. But say, for instance, like, you know, so, you know, you kind of in a committed relationship, right? So how would you feel if a dude that you was not feeling, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't feeling him, the vibes was not there, but he liked you, and you told him a couple times, nah, bro, like, I just don't like you like that. But he just keep coming at you. And then he got this disrespectful one, just like, you know what, fuck your whole situation. Like, I don't give a fuck about your dude or your baby father. Like, fuck that. How would you feel? What would you do?
Okay, so here's another story time. This is actually, this happened in real life in 2006 to me, okay? So at the time, my on and off again boyfriend and I, we decided to move in together, right? Now, I wasn't cheating. I wasn't doing anything. I literally was going to work, coming home, daycare, you know, picking up my son from daycare, going home. we had our whole family scenario. On the weekends, we would go somewhere, you know, hang out with his people on Sunday to be family day, you know, and he would be like, you need to get out of the house. You know what I'm saying? And I would literally stay at home because I didn't want any issues or static. And so, you know, he would be like, you need to get out of the house and whatever the case may be. So it was this other guy that liked me, but I didn't like him like that. Like, at first he was cool, but he was giving me, like, money and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to get this money, but, you know, it ain't nothing like that. So that's kind of what I ran it to. And then when my dude moved in, I, like, stopped talking to the dude, stopped taking his money, like, everything, right? And then I seen, I had seen that he smoked boonk, right? And if you from Florida, you know what boonk is. It's, you know what I'm saying? Lace blunt. It's
oh,
it's
okay.
Weed and right. Weed laced with coke, you know? So
okay.
When I seen that from him, you know, to each his own, but I knew that that was my flavor. So, you know, I just kind of, like, pulled back, you know what I'm saying, on him or whatever, heavy. So when I went on vacation to New York, right, and my dude, he didn't go. He stayed at home. So while I am in New York, you know, the dude ended up getting around my people, right? And he told my people, oh, man, he told me you was a cousin, man. I ain't know y'all was together, but like for
Jesus. Oh, damn.
And so when I came back home, you know, this man right here, you know, like this man, you know, he moving weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he low-key as fuck. You feel me? He ain't on no bullshit. Yeah. And so to hear that your old lady likes somebody or talking to somebody and, you know, your whole life in her hands and blah, 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 you know, that does look, that look a little weird. So in the process of him trying to have a conversation with me, he blacked out and he pissed it with me. And this, I tell this story more now than I ever did because I think I'm coming to grips with it now. You know what I'm saying? I have no ill feelings. I don't hate him, and I wish the best for him. But he pissed it with me, right, for 45 minutes. All headshot, 45 minutes, right? And, you know, I would rather live with my eye being fucked up than not live at all. So I knew that I had a purpose, and I know that, you know, it was for me to be here. Now, I stopped talking to him, and, of course, I don't, to this day, if that man seen me, the one who really liked me, he would sniff me out like a greyhound. Like, he would run me down. He's so obsessed with me. I wouldn't give this man a piece of play if the play was everything that I had in Samoa. I wouldn't sit on this bitch if he was on fire. I wouldn't move his car off of a train track from a speeding bullet train. Bitch, I wouldn't give that motherfucker a glass of water if he didn't motherfucking went his max days. I wouldn't give him something to eat if he ain't had nothing to eat in 39 days and motherfucking 11 hours and 59 seconds. I fuck you, but I forgive you. You know what I'm saying? So for me, on that situation, it's like, you know, I've been in that situation, but for me, it may change me. So I don't play games with nobody. My cutoff game is the way that people are like, man, golly, you be cutting people off. I do not have time to play with anybody. And
yeah,
if
so
I
what
get
you're
to
saying
the
is
point in my head where I say to myself, oh, I'm finna dog this motherfucker, I immediately remove myself. Because, see, I made a promise to the universe. Rather, however it may go, and I feel like, you know, it does make a lot of sense. You know, it does hold weight. But I made a promise to the universe, and I've been sticking to it. And at any point that I'm not sticking to this promise of the universe will shake shit up. So I know that, you know, the universe holding me to what it is that, you know, I've already promised. Because, you know, I could have done things completely different in that situation myself as well. So yeah, I've been in that, and it damn near cost me my life. It cost me a lot, and it damn near cost me my life. I mean, less than a half a second away from my life being taken. The safety was off. The gun was to my head. His finger was on the trigger. Just at that time, the universe intervened, and he snapped out of it and took off. Like, it was a loud bang outside, and then he snapped out of it, and he took off. In the matter of seconds, like, I could have had a bullet in the back of my head. So I don't play with nobody, and I'm not going to let nobody play with me, and I'm not going to let nobody play with my people. So when I know that it ain't going right, or you get an ego when you're talking to me, I'm going to completely cut the situation off, because I know
exactly.
me, and I'm Captain Petty.
So that's the.
So I just rather not.
So I guess that's the point I was just trying to make was, So the whole point I was just trying to make, I guess, at the beginning of the conversation was, like, me and my wife, and like I said, check is a harsh word for this, but it's just the way it was worded for the topic, right? But what I'm saying is, I guess we have an understanding not to send mixed signals. So like you were saying, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, when the dude that liked you or whatever, who lied on you and was saying that, you know, that you said he was the dude that you, you know, was with at the time was your cousin, you know what I'm saying? You were saying that you kind of put yourself in a compromising position because maybe even though you wasn't sleeping with him or nothing like that.
I never said, I never told him my dude was my cousin. He did that on purpose.
Yeah.
But
that's
when I say
yeah,
what I could have did different, I could have did different by not accepting shit from him.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
You
know what
I'm
saying? That's what I'm talking about. Yep. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's the mixed signal. So if you accepting it, he like, oh, okay, you know, I bought you something. So he's still thinking it's a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because you're accepting
yep.
those gifts. So, but now, like you said, maturity and everything, your cutoff game is strong. So you know, like, if I'm not feeling this person, let me just cut him off and, like, you're going to cut off so that energy, he's not even getting no energy to even be able to maneuver. You know what
right,
I'm saying? Like, that's
right.
what you're saying. So that's my
yep.
point that I'm saying with my wife. So we have that understanding. So I don't, you know, knock on wood, I don't run into those situations now. You know what I'm saying? Maybe back in the day had a little, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But now we so mature that shit don't even come our way because we're not putting out that type of energy is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, so that's it. That's all I'm saying. Another fascinating topic, Black, you know what I'm saying? You've been on fire the last
right.
couple of weeks, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you.
That's what
so
I
now,
do. That's what I do.
I don't know about that because I don't remember last week's topic.
You weren't even here. Shut up.
He came a little late. He came a little late. That was the Quavo joint. Quavo.
Oh, yeah,
topic.
That's why I don't know about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
No doubt.
I'm still stuck on sleeping on that one.
But without further ado, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into this. So this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous Chop Up. So, you know, if you're new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit, just different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So we got about a half an hour left, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to span this out, you know what I'm saying? So we can go out on a high vibration, as Black would say. So I guess the first topic I'm going to get into, and help me out with this, Smooth, because I know you're a news watcher, man. So maybe you can put me on to some stuff that I didn't see, but you know, Twitter's my news outlet. But, this came across, I think like Thursday night or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, but. And I've been waiting on this, man. So New York City, shout out to Governor Cuomo. You know what I'm saying? He was having some allegations. You know, they was trying to get him on some Me Too shit. So I think his back was against the wall. And I got to give it to him. He was like, fuck, I got this. I don't, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, giving my own synopsis of it.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So I think he was just, I'm putting myself in his shoes. You know what I'm saying? So he was saying, oh, shit. He was on, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get me on this Me Too, you know what I'm saying? And they like everything that I did, you know, leading up to the pandemic, trying to keep New York safe and, you know, battling Trump and you know, negotiating with Trump to do certain things for New York. All that shit just seemed like it's out the door because it's Me Too. They didn't got me caught up. I didn't even follow the story or whatever. I know it's been a story up here with, I don't know what women allegations that he was doing certain things or whatever. So anyway, they was just trying to get him. So now, you know, and of course, New Jersey, you know, the last election, you know, legalized marijuana. And that's our neighbor. You know what I'm saying? That's like the little brother to New York. So they went through with it. You know what I'm saying? So I think Cuomo was just like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm gonna have to pull this ace out. And he did. So basically, it's basically a done deal. We will be legalized in New York, man. So all I want to say is it's about time.
But this is the thing, and maybe you can help me out.
Still
got to
vote on it, man.
I don't know. Yeah, they still got to vote on it. But it seems like it's what I'm hearing. It just seems like through the tea leaves, they just doing the red tape. They just making sure, okay, what how are we gonna do with people to drive and what's the age limit and it's just all the little they're just trying to dot their I's and cross their T's, so to speak. But it's basically a go because, you know, this is the other thing. New York needs this money. You know what I'm saying? New York needs this revenue. They need to kickstart, get people moving back to the city. You know what I'm saying? They need something to bring New York back. And what a way to do it than legalizing marijuana. Yeah, they need that tax, all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's a go. So I guess the question I have for you, Smooth, is one, because you just said, you know, something that was interesting. You said they haven't voted on it. And then two, if you got some information on this, like why, how does this come up without an election thing? Because I always thought these things got to go through with the election. This was just kind of like out the blue. You know anything about that?
Well, you got to look at it like this. Regardless of the fact what people say, at any time, somebody can come up with a bill to be voted on. That's just how it works.
Okay.
You just, either you're going to have somebody opposing it, or you're going to go straight through. Think about it. Like, motherfuckers, they can easily vote on a fucking stimulus package anytime they want. But, you see what I'm saying, they just choose not to. So right now, Cuomo was in a lot of shit because he did a lot of lying about the old folks' homes, the deaths in the old folks' homes.
Skewing the numbers and shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, motherfuckers did that bullshit. They were already doing experiments as far as vaccine on some of the old people in New York and the people as far as the children that had power of attorney didn't know anything about it. You see what I'm saying? So that's another thing. So right now, plus the broad, you see what I'm saying? So right now you need something that's going to deflect the attention. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as they're not talking negative. So, all right, well, fine. We're going to do some weed. And sure enough, if you get enough heat hits, they're going to forget about all the people that died. They're going to forget about the bitches. But the thing is, these bitches ain't nothing new. They've always been out there. You see what I'm saying? This ain't no different than Bill Clinton. Clinton always had them bras out there way back when he was you know what I'm saying, a senator, governor.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't a governor.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, way back then.
Yeah.
Right, but he already had these hoes, he already had these allegations, he already had these trials. You see what I'm saying? But it don't come back up until, like, now he wants to be president. And guess what? Now the whole world knows about it.
Yeah, the person
saying?
That's opposing him, and of course they're going to put that out there to smear him. Yeah.
Right, so it ain't nothing new. Like, yeah, the motherfucker, you can tell from how he acts. He's an abrasive-ass dude. So, you know what I'm saying? He's going to come across harsh to a certain, you know
Cuomo.
What I'm saying, to a certain person.
Talking about Cuomo.
So,
Cuomo, you're speaking of. Okay.
Right. So he's going to come across harsh. So it is what it is when it comes down to that. Now, honestly, do I see him making it for the next election? Nah, I don't. I don't see him making it for the next election.
Really?
I really don't. Yeah, I don't see him making it for the next election. Like, with the whole weed shit, New York needs the weed anyway because
they are taxing
the fuck out of so many businesses. Like, the whole bullshit with AOC and Google, right, when Google was supposed to go to New York, they cheered that Google is no longer coming. But, like, you forgot the money. You know what I'm saying? You cheered that shit. You complain about the tax breaks. But, dog, think about the hundreds of millions of dollars you was going to be revenue you was going to be bringing in anyway. But now you no longer have that option. And now you didn't tax the piss out of so many fucking people to where they're leaving, to where you no longer have that major tax break. So, like, now you got to find something else.
Yeah, because Google, they were supposed to come in Queens, and then that shit just fell through.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, like, now you got to find something else to compensate for that money loss. So
and
what Cuomo making
well
for the next election?
So when did now? Like I said, I don't even be following. Like if it's not the presidential election,
This is in your own state, though.
I know, but when is it? So I mean, offhand, the next election that would be around when?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know when the next.
It's different in different states, so it's different.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay.
Different regions, because like different region of the world, not the world, but different region of the state has, different regions of the country have different times for the election. So like, you'll never have all the elections at one time. That'll just be chaos.
Unless it's the presidential joint.
Right. That's it.
Way.
But like, when it comes down to your senators, the House of Congress, and shit like that, you know what I'm talking about. All that shit is.
Makes
like,
sense. The reason why I say that. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. So you're saying, because the reason I was asking that question, because I'm like, yo, because it's going to probably take about a year. So, all right. So I found this article. So I'm just going to highlight some of the stuff that's on the table for this whole weed stuff. So basically, legal weed in New York is just going through, like I said, they just getting the fine print together. But basically, some of the highlights that I saw.
Not fine print. Not to cut you off, but I just did. Not the fine print, because New York was supposed to vote on that shit last year.
Okay.
New Jersey and New York was supposed to vote on that shit last year. You see what I'm saying? Because you already have weed companies out there in Jersey and New York that's waiting for shit to be legalized so that they can go public, as far as, you know,
gotcha.
What I'm talking about.
Ain't no,
they just waiting. Your boy just had to bring that bitch out, like, hey, nigga, we still got this right here. So, like,
the point I was just trying to make a small print, like, when I was saying it, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, I was just saying, like, the little, all right, I'm about to talk about it, and it'll make more sense what I was trying to say. So, basically,
all right.
Fine print like this, like, so, all right, so what's the age limit like, so say, for instance, like teenagers, can they have weed? No. So, you know, they got to write that in there. So what I saw, you got to be 21 and over. So, you know, if you're younger than that, you know, you got a certain amount on you, you know, that could be a situation. You got to be 21 and over to even have the weed be legal. Then the other thing is, as far as businesses, how they're going to do it. So, and where can you do it if you are a business? So supposedly they're going to have allowed delivery. So it's going to be like all types of companies in New York is going to sprout up. I got to figure out these different companies too, man, so I can see which one, like you said, is going public and definitely buy that stock. So it's going to be like, you know, delivery. You know what I'm saying? Because that's especially in the pandemic that we're in now, and then that's the way to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's going, you know, you get an app, I'm sure they're going to have like a weed app with all the different types of, you know, blends and flavors and all that shit. And then you just put your order in and then somebody, and then they're going to deliver it to you. So that's about to be crazy. And then, so I know the hookah wave didn't kind of die down a little bit, but the hookah wave was popping for a quick moment. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they get down with that in New Orleans, but. For a minute, the hookah lounges was popping. It's not – kind of died off a little bit. But now you're going to have, like, hookah-type weed spots. You know what I'm saying? So basically they're going to have permits to have club-like lounges, you know, where you can go in and, like, the way you used to just can go to a hookah bar and smoke some hookah, but now it's going to be weed. So that's going to be dope. But the thing about it is – they trying to figure it out, but if it's going to be like a weed kind of hookah bar situation, they can't serve alcohol. It only can be weed, I'm thinking like a weed hookah bar, and they're going to have probably like some shit to balance it off, like some smoothies and food and shit like that, but no alcohol because they don't want that mixture. And then the other thing that they're trying to figure out is, like I said, the legal limit if you're driving, because, you know, New York City, of course, you know, you can take the train and stuff like that, but it is a lot of people that still drive in New York City, and that's the thing too. Like, so, you know, they trying to figure out what is the impaired limit, like alcohol. What's the limit?
That's just two totally different things. You see what I'm saying? You have DWI and you have DUI.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The DWI is driving while intoxicated. The DUI is driving under the influence. So if you get high, there is no limit. Like, nigga, you just high. That's your ass. There's no way to test the THC in your blood, like, right then and there.
That makes sense.
So, like, if you, like if a motherfucker takes a Sudafed and they get sleepy, they know without a shadow of a doubt they're not supposed to operate a vehicle. So if you get stopped by the police and they feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're driving under influence, they're going to take you to jail.
Got you. On some Tiger Woods shit. I think he got caught up like that with some fucking painkillers or something like that.
That dude can't drive.
Well, Tiger Woods, that junkie.
He need to just have fucking drivers.
Right, he need a chauffeur. I'm tired of that.
Yeah, you need a chauffeur. Like, come on, man.
This motherfucker running into trees.
Yeah.
He ran off the road.
I didn't even bring it up because I'm like, dude, like, you in goddamn car accidents, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Just golf, man. Golf and have a driver,
man. And the sad thing is like, I knew he was on some shit. Like, when they said Tiger Woods got car accidents, I thought, oh, this stuff is...
A single car accident, bro? Like, a single car accident. So you just ran into, like, some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody else hit you. Who the fuck has single car accidents, bro? And this is, like, your second one, man. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
That shit is just weird, dude. Like, you got too much money to be doing this stupid shit. I don't get it. But that's what happens, man.
But, like, the thing is, it really don't matter how much money you have, because if you look at it like this, the more money you have could also mean the more demons you have.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you can feed those demons. You're able to feed those demons now. That's a good point, man. Good point. Yeah, side note, because we hadn't even talked about Tiger Woods and the chopper, but all right, a little side note with that. But, okay, then getting back to the weed part. So, also, too, they're going to have it in the bill or whatever, where you can have up to 6 marijuana plants, you know what I'm saying, that can be grown at your home, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be ill, and you can have it indoor or outdoor, but 6 for personal use. And, you know, and this is all going to be about a year away, you know what I'm saying, from the calculation. So we're in March now, perfect timing too. You notice how, like, this shit comes together, like, right, this is, you know, March, this is the month when the pandemic just hit, everything hit the fan, and, you know, everything went into, you know, lockdown and all that other shit. And then, you know, a year later now, we got the weed on the forefront of being legalized in New York. And then a year from now, when everybody, because I predict about a year from now, that's when people going to be really can, all right, we can take our mask off. You know, we're pretty much in the clear now. And then there we go. Just in time to get the weed. And then, so here's the other thing. So, you know, because I thought this was a fascinating story when I saw this on, like, Twitter. Like, I'm like, what the hell? Breaking news. And so the reason why this kind of kicked into high gear, too, is because Jersey, like, you know, you said it earlier, like, Jersey, they was both thinking about it, but Jersey, you know, voted it through, and, you know, during the election, you know, Jersey legalized it. So that put a lot of pressure on New York, like, Jersey, like, oh, shit, you know. And they already getting their tax breaks and stuff like that. And people looking at New York, like, yo, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? We need this. So, and now the other thing that, because it's going to be so much, so here's the good part, too, from what I was reading about it. It's supposed to have some amends in the communities impacted by, supposedly this is like to make amends in the New York communities that was impacted by, you know, decades of the war on drugs and the whole crack era and all that other shit, and people, you know, being jailed for, you know, being marijuana entrepreneurs, but it just wasn't legalized at that point. So it's going to be millions of dollars in tax revenue, but, you know, parts of it is supposed to be reinvested into different minority communities up here in New York. So
that's a sham and a scam. Because those different minority communities that they're talking about has already been gentrified.
Yeah.
So all you're
really
gonna be doing is reallocating
fucking
money
to further
gentrification.
That's true, but you know what? At that part, I'm living through it. You know what I'm saying? It's the good with the bad. Like, to me, it's all good because I'm on that shit. But I mean, look, I got that kind of vibe about me. Like, I like the gentrification. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I was here before, and I'm here during it, and I'm here.
What I'm saying is that they're gonna look at the areas that was already impacted, right? Those areas that's already impacted, already getting the fucking tax, already getting the tax revenue. So all those new people that moved into those areas, they're going to see an increase in tax revenue to those areas that's already been gentrified. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the word game. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, it is what it is.
Yeah. But here's the other part, too. What you were saying, so the point you're making is, I'm just trying to see your point. So you're saying that what? Like, what's the bad in that you're saying? You're saying what? Because it's in those areas, the minority areas that they're supposed to, you know, I guess, allocate some of these this tax money to, are you saying because it's been gentrified, the people that's in that in those gentrified areas, you're saying what the you know just the people who know is going to be able to you know take advantage of it? What do you mean?
No,
because it's basically
what I'm saying is when you look at the areas that's been gentrified, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
They're no longer minority based. If you look at
yeah.
it, right?
True.
So that area was one of the areas that was hardest hit during the times of the war on drugs.
Fact.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's where the money's going to go because, like, the money's going to go depending on the numbers, you see what I'm saying, as far as what happened back in the past. They're going to have to go by the numbers of back in the past, you know? So you had all these
yeah.
people that got arrested in this area. You had all these people that got arrested in that area. Those are the gentrified areas. So all that money is going to go back to that area. But the
yeah.
people that used to stay there are no longer there.
Exactly. Yeah, true.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why people got to educate themselves to you know what I'm saying? Because people going to, you know, these tax breaks to open up these local businesses and these little weed businesses and stuff like that, you got to be in the know because, you know what I'm saying, it's going to get. You know, people going to be going for it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to
mm-hmm.
be a money maker. So, I mean, I think it's good. It's just like, you know, it's always going to be like that. The people that's not educated in certain things, they're going to miss out, and then they're just going to be consumers and not the owners. But to your point, and the last point I just wanted to make was another cool part about it is, because I think they was looking at what you just said, but a sizable portion of business license has to go to minorities, which is good. So it's kind of like the football – Go ahead.
This is where I cut you off again.
Go ahead.
What is
go
your
ahead.
Definition of minority? Okay?
Yeah,
because
that's
true. the new definition of minority is white
anything
female.
Other than white male?
Is now
yeah.
no white female is now a minority. So like the majority of the minority contracts, right, that's been given
mm-hmm.
out, especially down here, is no longer
okay.
to black minority or Hispanic minority. It's now white female minority.
Yeah.
Right. And that's federal, though. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
motherfuckers still got to be careful. Like, yeah, it's majority's going to be minority. All right, okay, cool. Well,
yeah,
what?
You know it's a hustle. Yeah, I get it. But it is
right.
kind of like if you know, you know, though. You know, if you know, you know. You know, you got to know this. Like, okay, yeah, I am going to be competing with some white women as well.
So, like, you
got to
be specific.
I still, go ahead. Huh?
Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be specific in the bill. Because, like, for one, you can't use the word minority. The word minority is too broad now. You got to be specific with the race.
Yeah.
If you're not specific with the race and the sex, that's what, hey, all they're going to do is what they're doing out here now. Instead of the business being in the husband name, now it's in the wife name.
In the wife's name, yeah. That's going to be the hustle. That's going to be the hustle. But like I said, it still comes down to, like, if you know, you know. So, you know, that's why I'm just trying to keep my ear to this, man, because this is gonna be big. So, but you know, so that is kind of like a Rooney Rule affirmative action type thing. You know, the Rooney Rule in football. You know, you gotta interview a certain amount of minorities before you hire a specific coach. You know, the owner still mm-hmm. to the owner at the end of the day, but at least they got to interview the different people. So even if they don't go with the black person or the Hispanic person or even the female, they have to at least interview them. So the good part about it is through your connections, if you got a mouthpiece, maybe you didn't get this job or you didn't get the license right now, but you like kind of in the system. People know you, and then, you know, you can circle back and, you know, and get a license.
Right.
You know what I'm
but
saying?
Who's
so
giving
I'm thinking
the
that's the kind of same thing. Huh?
But who's giving out the licenses? I said, who's giving out the licenses, though?
Well, you know, that's
what you got to look at.
Yeah,
because, like, the
true.
Old guard is still going to be the old guard.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm
saying? Too much money. You already know. It's
so,
too
like,
much money.
So who's
it's too much money.
Right,
but
so who's,
thing,
going, who's giving out the licenses?
Thing,
you see what I'm saying? Like,
one thing,
it's not going to be a new committee. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to elect a new committee. They're going to take people that's already in place. And they just going to reallocate their job position.
That's true. But the one thing I will say about this, the difference between New York from, like, Ohio, and maybe I can't speak on Louisiana. I only can speak it like Ohio or something like that because, you know, I know about Ohio because that's where I'm originally from. You know, and, you know, Ohio's a red state, so it's going to be conservative. So, you know, you're going to get, like, a lot of the old guard in there. You know what I'm saying? But New York is liberal as fuck. And motherfuckers is...
And that's why they broke.
Liberal. Yeah, true. I'm just saying the good with the bad. You know, I'm more conservative than liberal now. You know what I'm saying? Like, but so I see what you're saying, but at the same time, just New York is different. I mean, New York is minority, just everything. It's such a melting pot here, and everybody is nosy, and they want to, you know, then you got the press. So it's always something to kind of keep your eye on in New York. So, you know, that old guard at work in places like Texas and Ohio and Florida, these conservative-based states where it's just like the old guard is there, they got it on lock. Spots like California, you know, in New York, you know, it's very liberal. So, you know, it's kind of forward-thinking.
California's been ran by the old guard as well. You see what I'm saying? When you actually look at the percentage
Hollywood.
Of the people, when you actually look at the percentage of the race of actually getting a new contract, getting a new license for the weed, you see what I'm saying? So when you look at New York, right, New York's the melting pot. Yeah, okay. But who's actually getting the majority of the contracts? You see what I'm saying?
We'll have to see. You're right.
Right.
We'll definitely have to see.
Like, are you the contractor or are you the subcontractor?
And then here's the other thing, too. You know what I'm saying? With New York, you got the mob. You got all types of shit that's going to be moving in on it. You know, New York got that. It's a lot of moving parts in New York. You know what I'm saying? There's all types of shit going on here. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know what I'm saying? So, but the point being, and then here's the last part. So this is what really piqued my interest, too, because in the article it says how New York wants to, you know, they've been studying the states that's already been legalized and how it's been going forward. So New York wants to shoot to the front of the line. They want to be, you know what I'm saying, even though they, you know, kind of last, well, they're not going to be last at the party because we still got a bunch of other states that got to legalize it. But, you know, they're not one of the first, you know what I'm saying? They you know, so basically, but they want to shoot to the front of the line. So that's why I think they're taking their time to make sure this everything is written correctly. So when they do it, they're doing it bigger and better than every other state that's already been legalized. And that they get tourism and everything back to New York. You don't think so?
New York is going to be a major importer. New York will be a major importer of weed. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
They're not going to be a major exporter. They're not. New York doesn't have the land, you see what I'm saying, to actually grow.
No, but, okay, you're right.
They're going to be a major importer, and that's the reason why fucking weed is $400 an ounce, going up to New York right now.
But to your point, they're definitely not going to be export, like you said. I will say this. I mean, in the summertime or whatever, because, you know, spotlight, they're not going to be able to compete with California because, just like I said, they got the land and they got the temperatures to just do it right. Even though you know, New York State is big, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just talking about New York City, but this is going to be all of New York. So you got a bunch of upstate New York where you got land to do shit. So that's definitely taking advantage of. So, you know, I'm not going to just totally sleep on New York not being a export, but to the point of being an import of it, that's where the business is going to flourish. Like I said,
they're
like,
going to be amazing.
If they can really get this hookah, because I already just got this vision of like this, because I've always, you know what, and just not to go off on the tangent, but I've always had this vision ever since I saw the movie Pulp Fiction and my guy John Travolta came back from Amsterdam, and that was like big in the early 90s because Amsterdam was like the only forward-thinking place. Where they had legalized weed, you know what I'm saying? It was early on everything, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, one of the first major countries or whatever, or just countries to have legalized marijuana, you know what I'm saying? So that was just a tourism destination. So ever since I saw that, I always just had a vision of like, damn, man, I can't wait, because I never went to Amsterdam, but I just had a vision of like, damn, man, I can't wait. Or if I did go to Amsterdam, man, it would just be dope to just go into like a lounge and, you know, have a menu and not even just weed or food, but just weed and stuff like that. So I say that to say this, you know, fast forward, and, you know, of course you have, you know, Washington State and Denver, you know what I'm saying? It was like the first ones, I mean, Colorado, Washington, they were like the first to kind of set it off in America. But I think New York can leapfrog past those places, you know what I'm saying? Because New York, like I said, I think, you know, this is going to be big. I'm telling you about Manhattan. Manhattan, they need an influx of shit, you know what I'm saying? And so I can kind of just see, like, these like, lounges really taking off, you know what I'm saying? Like, really being high-tech and just chill
And now when people can work from home and work at different places, and now you can go to this place and chill and, you know, order your weed and do your work and be on your computer, I can just totally see that being, like, the future. So I see business really being helped by this whole weed situation in New York. So, you know, then once they get to dispensaries, I can see that just being high-tech and just dope. So I'm just excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, New York, I'm feeling really excited about New York, you know what I'm saying, right now. As far as, like, the real estate is kind of taking off, and you just see, sports is starting to get back popping here, you know what I'm saying? Like, basketball is starting to flourish again. We got the Nets. Oh, I didn't get to the Nets. You know what? Matter of fact, just to transition a little bit. Shout out to Brooklyn Nets.
I've seen a meme on YouTube about the Brooklyn Nets turning into the Avengers team or some shit.
Facts. So let me break it down. For the non-sports people that maybe listen to the world-famous Chopper for their sports news. So, all right, so here's the situation that's going on with the Nets. And this is why I just said, I talked about this last week. New York's got a nice wave right now. You know what I'm saying? We had the Biggie documentary. Nas, winning the Grammy for King's Disease, Ghostface and Ray. So it's like the energy. And then, like, okay, so look, I'm a Nets fan. You know what I'm saying? I stayed. If you ever watch a Nets game when they're in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, I'm literally not too far away from there. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen it. I've seen it, the growth since they came to Brooklyn. Anyway, I say that to say this. It's all about the Nets, but what's just dope too is the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Because the Knicks have been so trash for so long. And the Knicks is the original squad, Pat Ewing back in the 90s and everything, those Sprewell, you know what I'm saying, and Allen Houston, John Starks. Anyway, so long story short, the Knicks has got a wave a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Julius Randle. They've been kind of doing their thing. They like in the 7th, 8th seed, so I just wanted to shout them out really quickly because they're doing pretty good. As long as the owner just stays out the way and just let that flow, because it's not like – Brooklyn's always going to be Brooklyn, as far as the Nets,
right.
But it still ain't nothing like a Knicks game at 34th Street, you know what I'm saying? So that's just that's part of the coach. Anyway, shout out to Spike Lee with that. But now, transitioning to the Nets, which is, like I said, right down the street from me, Barclays. So, of course, Kyrie, Durant, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, they got James Harden at the beginning of the year, so what out of Houston. And James Harden is – if he keeps balling the way he's balling, he's going to win the MVP, which would be great. So you already had that. And like I said, James Harden has took on he's like the LeBron of the team, you know what I'm saying, right now. Distributing, scoring, whatever. But he's really distributing. He's become like the point guard. And if you look at Kyrie's been like because I'm looking at them like kind of like the way the Miami Heat was. Kyrie Irving's like your Dwayne Wade, and then Durant, when he comes back, he's like your Chris Bosh, but much better. And so now, you already had the big three established with them. Then
when is he supposed to be coming back?
Durant, he should be back. They really got him on ice, to be honest with you. He probably can come back now, but they just want to make sure that they go for the playoffs because they really think they can have a championship run and win the chip this year. So they just got him on ice. He's good, but they just want to make sure that he's good for the playoffs. So that's my thinking on that. And then Kyrie, Kyrie, they want to keep him they want to manage his minutes because, he's injury prone. But James Harden's been a beast. That dude is just like, kind of like LeBron. He just don't get hurt, really. So he's been holding it down. So now bring in Blake Griffin.
Hey.
And I said this before. Blake Griffin comes in now. 60 seconds. Damn, I got to set my clock, man. I've been thinking I got like 3 more minutes left. Anyway, we bring in Blake Griffin.
Nowhere.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm like, we bring in Blake Griffin. You know what I'm saying? Now he getting his name back from the Clippers. And then lastly, the last piece of the puzzle, which I don't know if he's going to mess up the chemistry. The guy you talked about, you probably saw this meme on, like you said, he was on YouTube, LaMarcus Aldridge, right, who's been
–
he's been like in nowhere, you know what I'm saying? No man's land in San Antonio because, he's coming after fucking Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Ginobili and then even Kawhi Leonard. Like, so he just got lost in the sauce out there. And I don't really respect the fact that he left Dame Lillard because he used to play with Dame Lillard back in the day in Portland. But he didn't believe in Dame Lillard. Then he tried to go to
San Antonio, and it didn't work out. But anyway, so now he's coming to Brooklyn. So I don't really like the chemistry with him, but because Durant is always missing games, Kyrie misses a lot of games, and even Blake, even though he's new to the team, he'd be missing games. The only person that's been playing constantly is Harden. So Aldridge, again, a lot of burn with that. So anyway, this has been the world-famous chop-up. This is Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Awesome show. You know, shout out to Black on the topic. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to me on the world famous chop up. And same time next week. Follow the Twitter page Real Adult Talk TAWK. Put a voice with the face on my IG Mo Ben. And if you missed the show, you know Black already tweeted it out. I'm gonna retweet it for the people out there. So everybody, be safe. Tell a friend. Log on and listen. Same time next week. Peace.